East Coast Breakfast.
I know we're edging closer towards the festive season and we're looking forward to our big family meals, gathering of families, opening of presents, celebrations. It's good times. It's eating and drinking and just jawling. And I'm not going to take that jawl away from you because you're going to have it. We are just asking you right now to just be mindful. There's some people, and we should make the whole story full for you, is there's some families where a child receives their only meal every day from a school feeding scheme. So when our Christmas comes around and we're traveling to family to have friends, these kids, when Christmas comes around, they don't get to go to school and receive the only meal that they will get in that day. And this goes on for 6 weeks. And that is why we have the Season of Sharing 2025, Feeding Smiles, and we're partnering with Pick and Pay.
Now, last year was incredible. We did a telethon and we managed to raise over 1.15 million rand, which is a lot of money. It enabled us to provide food hampers and seeds and to provide nutritious meals for families. And they also had the opportunity to grow their own vegetables. And this year, our goal is the same. We want to feed as many children and families as possible during the festive season. And of course, we'll be doing that by providing these amazing food hampers. It really is a sufficient food hamper. It's not just a bucket with something that you can use for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It can last for 6 weeks for a family of six. Mm. And it's massive amounts of fresh vegetables and fruits and beans and maize. And it's just absolutely incredible.
Festive food, yeah.
And we were talking yesterday about corporates, companies, when we had the business breakfast yesterday, and a big call out to you listening right now. If you have a company, if you work for a company, if you donate 100,000 rand, we're gonna make a. I don't know what Darren's gonna sing for you.
I'll sing.
We're gonna
dance.
Talk about you and your company on the radio.
Carmen will put you in T-Fairy.
That's how.
I'll speak to Vier. He'll get you on business.
So yes, the more you do after 100K, the more you get from us, because we really, really, this is for a good cause. And of course, we'll invite you to come and drop off with us when we do the hamper drop offs. Big thing, Darren mentioned this the other day, wheelbarrows. We saw the first year we did this that yes, the food is there, but then some people are traveling like 10 kilometers
just on foot.
And then, oh, go.
Bags of butternut. Yes. It's impossible to carry that
for anyone.
On your hands, for anybody.
But in this instance, it's young kids and go-go's.
Yeah.
Yes. So we wanna give all the young kids and all go-go a bit of a break. Mm. Wheelbarrows are a big, big need. So please, can you sponsor that? We already have Transnet on board. They've sponsored 200 wheelbarrows, guys.
Yeah. So that's almost a quarter of the wheelbarrows we need. We need wheelbarrows.
Yes.
Yeah. Please, if you want to. It doesn't sound like in charity, they say that's a sexy thing. You know, you're getting food and feeding children, but getting it to them or giving the kids and the families the wherewithal to get it home. And then they can use their wheelbarrow for many things for years to come. It's quite an expensive thing. So we don't want to take money away from the food, but we do need this thing. So please, can we have some wheelbarrows? Thank you very much. Listen, all donations qualify for a Section 18A tax certificate. And all of the details about this year's Season of Sharing, which is almost upon us. Don't think it's next of next week. It's almost upon us. Go to ecr.co.za. So with your support, thousands of families can experience the joy of a full plate of food this festive season with their family.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.